Nancy, thanks for joining me today.
Nice to speak to you.
Hey, since you're the first one I'm talking to, and we'll bring Bonnie and Evie here in a couple of minutes, but since you're the first person up, let's talk about Oneness in Spirit, art from the Artist Gallery in Chestertown. What's the idea behind this?
The idea is that we, of course, are five different artists. We all have our own styles. We all have our own things that we like to paint, but we all are one in spirit. And Evie Baskin came up with the title, which we all agreed was a very good one because we work very well together in and outside the gallery, and we all work very hard to produce beautiful art and keep the gallery going, which has been difficult during these hard times, but fortunately we're doing okay.
That's great news to hear. How did you get involved with art?
Well, I've been painting for a very long time, since the mid-70s, so that gives you an idea. I started in Northern Virginia. I was originally taking classes at a place called the Torpedo Factory in Alexandria, which is a well-known art center there in the Corcoran School of Art. Then I kind of went into a dance career for a while, but I started again in the mid-80s taking art classes during the day, and I did get an associate in fine arts degree from Northern Virginia Community College, which had a very good art program at the time. And I met some artists, one from New York and one from the Washington area. Robert Chapman from New York was an assistant to Willem de Kooning, and Alan Gramley, his friend, lived in Potomac, Maryland, and I started painting with him, and he taught me how to paint in the style of the old masters with glazing. And I took a project study tour to Italy at the same time, and I took up watercolor because I didn't want to be dragging oil paints through the streets and carrying them on buses and whatever. So I started painting in watercolor, and then I started studying that with an artist named Judy Wingrovitz from Northern Virginia. And in 1994, I moved to the Eastern Shore, and I met an artist named Jean Rainey Smith. She's now deceased, but I studied with her for a long time, also in watercolor. But with the onset of plein air painting, I went back to oils, and since then I've been working primarily in oils.
So since the group of you will be coming together on this exhibit, what can we expect from you when we go through the gallery?
Well, as I said, I have considerably large pieces. I have just old buildings and houses, and they're oils. They're all oils.
I want to move on to the other artist, but is there anything else that you think you want to mention, Nancy, that maybe Bonnie or Evie will not?
I just want to emphasize how well we work together and how what a wonderful place the Artist Gallery is. We get comments all the time when people come in there that it's such a peaceful place and it's so nice to come in there and so relaxing, because that's the mood we try to set there. And we work as one, because we each have our little chores. I make the labels for the walls, and somebody else, and I take minutes for meetings. And each one has their own little job, and we just blend well together. It's a good group, and we're really delighted to be able to show in this group show at Odessa, because normally we just show together in our gallery, and then we show separately other places. But we don't get the opportunity to show the five of us together very often outside of the gallery. So it's an opportunity that we're really grateful for, and we hope that people will come out and see it. I know it's difficult, but they're doing the social distancing and all that at the gallery, so it's a safe place to visit. It won't be very crowded, and I hope that people will come out and see our show.
All right, let's bring Bonnie Howell in. Bonnie is another part of this equation that is participating in this new exhibit, Oneness in Spirit, Art from the Artist Gallery in Chestertown. Bonnie, welcome. Thank you for taking time to do this.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Kelly.
Hey, before we get into your part in this exhibit, give me some background about the gallery in Chestertown.
Well, we have been here for nearly 20 years. The gallery was actually started in 1999 in Stevensville, but we moved in 2003 to Chestertown and have been here ever since as a partnership with five current partners that originally had six. But we're all artists and have been painting most of our lives. We're not new to this in any way.
Why the collaboration now?
Well, it's good because we have a passion to paint, and most artists like to share what they create with others. And in order to do that, we needed a venue. And downtown Chestertown is a beautiful place, and it has grown in its art interests throughout the years, and it has proven to be just the right spot for us. I actually grew up in Chestertown, so I was glad to have the gallery here in Chestertown.
How did you get involved with not only the gallery, but with art?
Oh, well, I've always been interested in it. I was a fine art major in college and continued teaching, actually, art in my early career, and then ventured out into doing commercial work for quite a few years, illustrating. And then after my family was grown, my children were out of school, I decided to focus more on what I wanted to paint, and came into association with other fine artists through an organization in Easton, Maryland called Working Artists Forum. And it's a group of professional painters that are encouraged through their association with each other. And it has really been beneficial because it put me in connection with quite a few other really fine artists. And so the cooperation has really been a good thing.
Bonnie, what is your contribution to this last art exhibit of the year from the Historic Odessa Foundation? It's called Oneness in Spirit, Art from the Artist Gallery in Chestertown. What are you bringing to the table?
Well, I primarily like to paint water in all of its various aspects, but primarily local water, our rivers and streams. Occasionally I do an ocean or two, which there is an oceanscape exhibited at this show, but I have a real passion for water, and it's always challenging to paint. So I hope the viewers will enjoy my take on it. I tend to look at it close up and personal.
How many paintings total will be in the exhibit?
I believe there are 30 paintings in the exhibit. We each have six. One thing that is good about us is that we all have different styles, where Nancy and I paint in oils, and occasionally Evie does. Evie primarily does pastel work. Barbara Zalke does watercolor, and Mary Ellen Mabe also paints in oils, but she is a plein air painter, as is Nancy as well. So they're all different mediums and have a great variety just in the style of artwork. And that is nice when you present an exhibit because it's, you know, it's not boring. There's a lot of variety that can interest a lot of different people. Yet they all hang nicely together. As if you get to see the exhibit, I hope you do. It does have a oneness. It's a curious thing about how we are. Well, for one reason, we are all experienced, and we're about the same age, and we just have a camaraderie that I think is lovely. And perhaps Evie will mention that as well.
All right, just want to remind everybody, the Historic Odessa Foundation has announced the last art exhibit of the year. It's titled Oneness in Spirit, Art from the Artist Gallery in Chestertown. Chestertown is in Maryland. We've already heard from Nancy Thomas. We've heard from Bonnie Howell. And last but surely not least is Evie Baskin. Evie, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. It's also lovely. Thank you.
So Bonnie brought up a minute ago the fact that she and Nancy primarily paint in oil. You use pastels. Why? Can I ask why?
Good question. I studied art way back in Florida State University with a visual arts degree, and I painted in oil there. And when I came to Alexandria and moved up north from where I was going to school in Tallahassee, Florida, I moved to Alexandria, and I started doing a little bit more in oil. But it wasn't until I moved to Chestertown, Maryland, and I took my first pastel class with this brilliant artist in town called Mary Pritchard. And she taught several workshops, and I enjoyed each one. She took us out to paint in plein air, which was fantastic, and I hadn't done that either. And so it was just a real eye-opening experience for me. It's working with pure pigment. And as oil is a mixture of with solvents and different things, Pastel is nothing but pigment on a stick.
That's one way to put it. Pigment. Yeah. She said pigment, folks. Pigment on a stick. Hey, talk to me, Evie, about some of your works in this exhibit.
Okay. I'm actually a very curious type person. So I like to work in pastel. I also like to do oil, and I also like to do silver point. But for this show, I had done a portrait of my dog, which is a labradoodle. And I had started experimenting with texture with her because she has this really curly top coat. And so I had painted underneath a pastel with acrylic paint to sort of raise the surface slightly to get that curl in there. And that worked out really well. So I thought, well, what else could I do? So I decided to experiment even more for this show. I've done an underpainting with using modeling paste first onto pastel board. Let that dry, and then come back with a layer of pumice gel to make the pastel adhere. And so that would dry, and then came back with the pastel on top of that. So I have done essentially 6 textured paintings for landscapes on the shore.